Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm Leanne Zinsmeister. Today is Monday, September 19th, and here are your top stories. First, Outback parent Bloomin' Brands expands Grubhub to all concepts. The third-party deal adds to existing delivery at some Carrabba's locations. Second, Menu Tracker, new items from Chipotle, Schlotzky's, and Shake Shack, plus innovation at 30 other chains. Third, what restaurant operators need to know about inflation, consumer traffic, and how to create value. The NPD Group offers a look at macro trends affecting restaurants heading into 2023. Fourth, Tech Tracker. Picnic announces more plans to automate kitchens. Plus, DoorDash adds more features to help small businesses succeed. And finally, what the Bear can teach us about fixing the talent side of food service. One data provider is modeling a better way to work, starting with its own team. And now, let's dive deeper into a story from NRN.com.
Tea. Refreshing, rich in antioxidants, and with a variety of flavors to suit many palates, is enjoying robust growth across the country, both on its own and in cocktails and other beverages. Even the high tea service and tea parties of decades ago are enjoying a resurgence as customers seek more robust experiences when they go out, writes senior food and beverage editor Brett Thorne in a recent feature for NRN.com. It's not just about ritual, according to Brett. It's also about caffeine consumption in a longer, more drawn-out way. It's becoming an experience rather than a quick hit of energy. And it includes the benefits that tea provides that coffee doesn't have, that Brett goes further into on the podcast.
So there's a lot of energy out there, a lot of conversation about coffee all the time. And certainly at this time of year, a ton of talk about pumpkin spice lattes or any other coffee drink. But tea actually is growing in popularity, possibly faster than coffee, and there are good reasons for that. Tea has a great health halo. It has a variety of different flavors and applications, and there is more ritual around tea, which is something that the younger generation apparently is interested in discovering and learning more about. It's funny because we talk about it as though this is nostalgic, but I don't know anybody under 40 who regularly, you know, went out for tea or anything like that. So it's sort of an invented nostalgia for a civilized ritual of drinking something that is good for you while ideally having conversations with people or in general, talking to each other the way people miss doing for a while. And I think we're still recovering from that sensory deprivation of lockdown, so that there is an interest in going to restaurants. So there are more bars and restaurants and hotels that are offering sort of a ritualized tea service. And it can be different things. At Canyon Ranch, they do a tea and shortbread cookie pairing at the Canyon Ranch Resort in Las Vegas. And at Virgin Hotels in Nashville, they do what they call an upside down tea party, which is a boozy tea party, where you have your tea, but you can also have cocktails with this. And this, one of my sources told me, is a reference to the tea parties of the New York City gay community in the 50s and 60s, which I knew nothing about. But that was a way for people who didn't have many public places where they could socialize and get to know one another. They would have these tea parties. So that is a drag brunch and tea party, but there are many other tea options out there. There's a restaurant in San Francisco called Gozu that is a fine dining tasting menu kind of restaurant, and they do tea pairings to go with even with their beef rather than pairing it with wine, they have a tea that they have a whole show. They pour it over a non-alcoholic Japanese rice drink and they set it on fire and it's all fun. So there's a dinner and a show with a lot of tea experiences because there are so many different ways that it can be served or presented, and also a wider variety of flavor profiles than coffee has to offer.
So why is this a trend?
Well, I think for a long time we were very interested in fueling quickly, and that's something that coffee does. And we've seen an increase in energy drinks, which fuel you even more quickly. But now we're taking the time more, or at least talking about taking the time more, to pause and relax. And that is more of an occasion for tea. And there's a lot of on-the-go takeout tea also, especially chai, which now we think of as a spiced tea, but chai is just tea in Hindi. The proper term is chai masala, which is to say spiced tea. And that brings, ironically, all of the similar pumpkin spice flavors that we enjoy at this time of year, a lot of clove and cinnamon and cardamom and like that that you would put in a pumpkin pie or a pumpkin spice latte. But you know, there's just so much variety that tea offers, and I think the rituals behind it give people sort of a sense of accomplishing something, of experiencing something that is a little bit out of the ordinary. And we're looking for that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, stay up to date with your news at nrn.com.